when I was at DHS, I really did not intend to have to do an Eagle program. We got there, and I looked around at other vehicles to see if any of those could help support us. GSA was not positioned to support us at the time. Alliant had not been awarded. We looked at NASA SOUP. We looked at NIH. We looked at a lot of different places trying to get as much support as we could. We really did not have we almost had no staff at all at the time. We had maybe three or four people trying to do a $3 billion program. About $1.5 billion of it at the time was IT. So trying to set aside resources to do a program that like Eagle was really not our first priority, but we were ultimately decided that it was the only thing that we really could do that was in the best interest of the agency. So we started the Eagle program.
When you're looking at that, because you didn't have a lot of resources at the time, how do you weigh that decision? Do you initially go out to all the other contracts and say, do they match our needs? Do they accomplish what we need to accomplish here?
Mostly it was going to the offices that manage the contracts to see if they would be able to help us use their contracts. So I may not be articulating it well, but it's not so much looking at the contracts, but it's looking at the environment in which those contracts are residing. So you oftentimes find that other agencies have procedures and processes that are not as closely aligned to your mission as they need to be. And that sort of became the showstopper for us, more so than the vehicles themselves.
What are these unique needs that say, okay, we can't use one of these other contracts
sure,
out there?
And maybe I didn't articulate it, but I'm not saying a unique need. I'm saying a unique acquisition environment. Mm. So if you go to an NIH in their acquisition environment, they are not they did not appear at the time to be satisfactory in terms of our needs. So, for example, I recall at the time, our requirements would have had to go through NIH contracting officers. We were concerned that they would not have the same kind of priority for our needs as DHS contracting officers were. So it's not the technical need, and it wasn't the contract vehicle itself. It was more the environment in which you find it.
So it's being able to get things done in a time frame that you need to get them done, all the other considerations.
All the other considerations. And just very, very simply, it is almost impossible to go to a cabinet-level secretary and say that something isn't being done because another agency is the problem. That is an excuse that it would just never be allowed.
Right.
So you just find yourself in a situation where you need to have control of your own destiny.
So given that framework, if the government is looking to move into a direction where there are real costs to having all these contracts, what should they do?
I don't know that there's any one answer, and you know everybody will differ on it. But from my perspective, having run two large agencies of being at the IRS and then later at Homeland Security, I believe that the large agencies ought to be allowed to have their own multiple award contracts like TIPS or like Eagle, and that the smaller ones probably should not be allowed to do it, but should be required to do either a GWAC or one of the GSA vehicles. So to me, that would be sort of a way to kind of take a first step. I don't really think that having one agency provide these vehicles for everybody makes any sense. It'd be like saying that there are too many law firms on K Street and we ought to merge them all. It just makes no sense.
I think you could get a lot of people to sign up for that, frankly.
Well, I don't know. I believe that there's a value in the competition. And I just know that, as a guy who ran these programs, I would, I really have a responsibility to the department that I'm in and to the secretary of that department to make sure that, they have the acquisition support that they need for their program. And to give that away to some other agency, just never really felt comfortable. I mean, sometimes you do. I mean, sometimes that's the best answer, and you don't rule it out. But, it isn't the most comfortable answer when you're the one responsible for delivering that support.
You and Jim Williams know each other very well, friends. Mm-hmm. There must have been some interesting conversations over meals about this.
We've had tremendously interesting conversations our whole life. Absolutely. I respect Jim, obviously, good dear friend, and Yeah, I think I think of Jim, and I think of the expression, you know, where you stand is, depends on where you sit.
Yeah.
And I sat at different places than Jim did, and you know, I respect his position, and I think, you know, he did a fabulous job when he was in government.
I'm using Jim as sort of the picture of GSA, but I know GSA has this concern. There's expense to all this that agencies, if they bring it in-house, they go, oh, you know, it's easier. It's even, in a way, I don't have to pay the GSA fees, those kinds of things. When you're in the agencies, do you actually look at that? Do you do that kind of compare and contrast and think about, hey, there is a cost to having procurement people on staff, as opposed to sending it out?
I think every executive, every acquisition executive looks at this issue and comes up with different rationale. For me, I never really personally looked at the fee aspect of it as much as I looked at the fact that I was being held accountable to provide acquisition support to DHS. And if I did that by using other agencies, I really personally did not feel like I had enough control over it to actually guarantee that things would go as well as I would want them to go. That's no criticism of anyone else. That was just that was probably the biggest driver for me. Other people look at the fee. Other people look at small business issues. So, for example, you know, the current state of affairs is extremely conducive to promoting small business. Yes, GSA may have 70-some contracts that are small business, but I would almost guarantee you that when the Eagle dust settles, those contractors will probably be significantly different in the small business thing. So if you and again, this is not something I ever looked at, but I think it's just another benefit is that it helps small businesses to be able to, you know, find different parts of government to, you know, provide their services and learn those programs. So, but every acquisition executive looks at a different fact pattern and makes a decision. Again, I would never rule out using anything that would support the department that I was in. But when it came to this particular issue, I felt having our own program was critical.
What I'm hearing is at the heart of these decisions is, hey, I have a job to do. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that done. And in many cases, if somebody else was responsible, it didn't enable you to get it done in the most efficient, effective way possible.
Yeah, and truthfully, even though somebody else might have, you know, ultimately I was always the one that felt responsible. So if I gave it to somebody else and they failed, I always felt like I was the one that was accountable. And so it just became, you know, that was just an issue that really drove me in my thinking of the subject.
And so as OFPP begins to think about this, I think this agency aspect sometimes just gets overlooked a little bit.
I think it does. I mean, it's just a very, very, very important part of it. I mean, just this sounds crazy, but you know, if you're in DHS and you're using your Eagle program and something goes wrong, rarely will anyone ever say quit using the Eagle program.
Right.
But if you're in DHS and you're using a GSA program or some other agency program and something goes wrong with it, the knee-jerk reaction is always quit using the program. And we've seen that recently with different agencies. So you really do create a vulnerability to your program if you don't have some control over it. And again, that's my view and how I've always approached it.